Listen now to the Word of God from the Book of Revelation. Then I saw, lying on the right hand of him who was seated on the throne, a scroll with writing on the back as well as on the inside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is fit to open the scroll, to break the seals of it?" But no one was fit, either in heaven or on earth, or under the earth, to open the scroll or look into it. So I began to weep bitterly, because no one had been found fit to open the scroll or look into it. But one of the presbyters told me, "Weep not. Lo, the Lion of Judah's tribe, the Scion of David, he has won the power of opening the scroll and its seven seals." Then I noticed a lamb standing in the midst of the throne, and the four living creatures and the presbyters. It seemed to have been slain, but it had seven horns and seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And it went and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when it took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 presbyters fell down before the Lamb, each with his harp, and with golden bowls full of incense, that is, full of the prayers of the saints, singing a new song. "Thou deservest to take the scroll and open its seals, for thou wast slain, and by shedding thy blood hast ransomed for God men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Thou hast made them kings and priests for our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and of the living creatures, and of the presbyters, numbering myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, crying aloud, "The slain Lamb deserves to receive power, wealth, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, crying, "Blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever to him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." "Amen," said the four living creatures, and the presbyters fell down and worshipped. Now when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, I looked, and I heard one of the four living creatures calling like thunder, "Come." So I looked, and there was a white horse, its rider holding a bow. He was given a crown, and away he rode, conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature calling, "Come," and away went another red horse. Its rider was allowed to take peace from earth and to make men slay each other. He was given a huge sword. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature calling, "Come." So I looked, and there was a black horse. Its rider held a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A shilling for a quart of wheat, a shilling for 3 quarts of barley, but harm not oil and wine." And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature calling, "Come." So I looked, and there was a livid horse. Its rider was death, and Hades followed after him. They were given power over a fourth part of the earth, to kill men with the sword, and famine, and plague, and by wild beasts of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain for adhering to God's word, and to the testimony which they bore, and they cried aloud, "O Sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long wilt thou refrain from charging and avenging our blood upon those who dwell upon the earth?" But they were each given a white robe and told to remain quiet for a little longer, until their number was completed by their fellow servants and their brothers who were to be killed as they themselves had been. And when he opened the sixth seal, I looked, a great earthquake took place. The sun turned black as sackcloth, the full moon turned like blood, the stars of the sky dropped to the earth as a fig tree shaken by a gale sheds her unripe figs. The sky was swept aside like a scroll being folded up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Then the kings of the earth, the magnates, the generals, the rich, the strong, slaves and freemen, every one of them, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains, crying to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall upon us, and hide us from the face of him who was seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand it?" You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the Book of Revelation.